we present The Doomed Oasis by Hammond Innes, adapted in six parts for radio by René Basilico, and starring Tim Munro as George Grant. The Doomed Oasis, Part 5.
All right, Mr. Grant.
Gripping my teeth.
Have you the heat, Dennis? Oh, help us, help us.
What's the matter?
We're approaching the village of the head. I collect men here to fight for my father, the Serafa. Then we go on to find David Whittaker.
Assuming he is still alive.
I have told you, Mr. Grant, he is alive. It is just as we planned.
Planned what? Whoa! Whoa, damn you!
Hiya!
Hiya! Hiya! You mean you planned all that nonsense about David being missing, dying in the wilderness?
For a long time.
But why?
I shall try to explain, Mr. Grant, but later. Now I must greet our brothers of the head.
Are they your people?
The people of Sheikh Hassa. They hold this village for Serafa. The hawk-faced one with the polished rifle, that is Sheikh Hassa.
I'm glad he's on our side.
A fierce warrior and a good friend. Come, he is waiting to make us welcome.
الشيخ حسا يبغي يحكي مع الأمير خالد.
قول الشيخ أنا جاي رأسا بعد ما أكلم مع مستر جرانت.
حاضر. طال عمرك يا أمير خالد.
Now, where was I?
You were telling me what you and David had planned to do.
Yes. When Hajj Whittaker asked my father to bring David back from the border, I took two men and rode to warn him.
Why?
He had been surveying on the disputed border. It would have been dangerous for him and Serafa if the Emir of Hajj found him on that border. So we,
Created a diversion?
Created a diversion, yes. We went with David and his truck into the Rub al-Khali. And when the truck had no more petrol, we left it there, in the desert.
Well, I don't know. I can see why he had to get away from the border, but why pretend to be dead?
David wanted the concession agreement for his survey to be taken by the Gulfman Company. The company has more power than one man. You understand what I mean?
Yes.
He hoped the chance was better for Sir Philip Gore to sign the concession if David was thought to be dead.
On the grounds that a legacy would seem less suspicious than an unsolicited gift.
Yes.
والله أنا متأسف ولكن جايب أخبار مو زينة.
شو الحاصل؟
الحج ويتكر عماله بيحفر على الحدود. هالساعة رجال عبد الزيد عم بيتحركوا على الصريفة. دمروا فلج واحد ولازم ترجع مع رجال الشيخ حسن بسرعة.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
حيا. It's time to go, Mr. Grant.
But we've only just arrived.
The messenger is from my father. Hajj Whittaker has moved his drilling rig to the border area.
To David's location?
Yes.
That'll put the cat amongst the pigeons.
He has already brought the wrath of Abd al-Zayd upon us. Another phallus has been destroyed.
Oh, no.
My father has ordered me to return to Serafa with all the men Sheikh Hassa can spare.
I see. What about me?
You must go on to meet David, Mr. Grant. You are his friend. You must make him go to his father. Hajj Whittaker must be stopped from drilling on the border.
That might be a tall order.
David must make him stop. The time for drilling is past, Mr. Grant. Now it is time to fight.
I'll try, Khalid. But don't expect too much.
It is enough that you try. Salim, روح حضر الجمال.
طيب, طيب حالا.
وجيب ملابس للفرنجي.
طيب.
سرعة. Mr. Grant.
Yes.
Tell David.
What?
Tell David that it is possible I do not see him again. Tell him he is forever my brother, and the Emir Abd al-Zayd forever my enemy. My enemy unto death.
Do you think it'll come to that?
Perhaps. I do not know. We will buy our water with our blood, if that is necessary. It has always been so. Blood or water. One or other will be wasted.
طال عمرك الجمال عم بجهزوها وانا جبت لك هذول. هلا شيء مش جديد لكن
كفاية كفاية. Here, Mr. Grant. These clothes are for you. The abaya, the kafiya, and the igal.
You want me to wear these?
It is wiser that you look like one of us now. You're going where few Farangi have ever been. Salim will take you there.
Just Salim?
I cannot spare more men. And Selim is the only one here who knows his way through the quicksands.
Quicksands?
Oh, Mr. Mean. Quicksand. Quicksand. Okay, okay, Selim, okay.
I'm reassured. How long is this going to take?
To get to Umm Samim? From here, 2 days' ride. Are you afraid to go?
You could say that, but I don't see any alternative.
Then go in peace, my friend. Fear man Allah.
Hey! Okay!
Okay! Hey!
Eat.
Thank you.
Drink?
Please. But this is milk.
Camel milk.
Where'd you get it from? Where from? Camel milk.
From camel.
Ask a silly question.
That camel.
Yes?
Mother camel. Milk inside.
Oh.
Milk inside. Milk inside camel.
How much further to Umm al-Samim? Umm al-Samim. 1 day more?
One day. Sleep now.
Eat first.
Eat.
Very good.
Eat, drink, sleep. Right? 1 day. Umm al-Samim.
And we'll be up to our next minute, I suppose. Quicksands.
Quicksands. Quicksands.
من هنا نمشي على رجلينا. يا الله. امشي الساحة.
Oh, you mean walk. We have to walk?
Walk. أيوة. امشي الساحة.
Right. Is this Umm al-Samim?
Umm al-Samim. Umm al-Samim.
Quicksand?
Huh? Here, quicksand. There, quicksand. All, quicksand.
Oh, no.
Walk now, quicksand.
Oh, God. What have I let myself in for?
Come.
Come on, you stupid animal! Come on! Oh, I thought mules were supposed to be stubborn.
Okay.
Ecstatic.
Rest now.
What? Here?
Here, not quicksand. All quicksand. Here, okay.
Oh. Now what? That voice. What on earth did you do that for? Gun. Fire gun.
Here. Oh, Mr. Meme. Okay?
Don't bother. I suppose you know what you're doing.
Sleep now. Sleep now. Okay?
Yes, I suppose so. Sleep now.
Salim. He's Salim. Anna. Oh, wallah. أهلاً السلام عليكم.
سلام
عش من شافة وانت أهلا وسهلا فيك.
إن شاء الله بخير. حد مات؟
أيوة، في واحد فرنجي.
سليم؟ سليم؟ Is anything wrong?
No. We're friends.
Who on earth...
I understand you bring news from Prince Khalid.
David? David Whittaker?
Yes?
Thank God. I thought I'd never see you again. I thought you were dead.
George Grant!
Who else?
God, I don't believe it. What the hell are you doing out here?
I'm not quite sure myself.
Of all people.
Of all places.
Just a minute. Hamid! Ali! Aman! Aman! Ta'alu!
You're not alone then?
No. George... This is Hamid.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
And this is Ali. Ali bin Maktoum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Well, come on, let's move. Our camp isn't far from here. We can talk on the way.
Right.
Machine lil muaskar.
Wahna kaman. Wahna kaman. Wahna kaman jayin ma'akum. Ish al istaf bil balad, ya Salim.
I still can't get over seeing you here in the middle of a desert. What brought you here?
Khalid asked me to come.
No, I mean here in the Middle East.
Well, after your letter and the will, I had to if I was to follow your instructions.
Why?
Sir Philip Gord's out here on an extended tour of inspection.
Have you seen him yet?
Yes. I offered him the concession as per your instruction.
And?
He turned it down.
He wouldn't sign?
I'm afraid not.
Huh. So all this... It's been for nothing.
Not necessarily. Not if it brings you and your father together for Sarefa.
It's not as easy as that.
No, but it is necessary. Khalid thinks so at least.
Oh, yes. Salim says you have a message from Khalid.
A lot of messages. And news. None of it very good, I'm afraid.
Never is these days. Here we are. Home, sweet home.
Good God. Is that where you've been living?
For the past 6 weeks. We'll rest up tonight, move out in the morning. To join forces with my father. That's if you know where he is.
If Carly's right, he's probably on the border by now, drilling on your locations.
What?
I'm afraid so.
He's crazy. That'll start a war.
It's already started.
Come on. You can tell me the whole story. We'll move out at first light.
How much further, David?
If my father's where you say he is... We should be there shortly after nightfall.
He said he'd start where you left off. Location C.
Madness. Absolute madness.
He said much the same thing about you.
Whoa!
Whoa!
What's the matter?
What's that?
Hyena.
Here? In the desert?
جاي من البيرتات على فرج مهدة.
Edri.
What's he say?
The ninth well of the Mada Falaj is over in that direction.
So?
I don't know.
What's that?
Let's go and find out. Come on.
Hiya! 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 Hiya!
Dear God.
It's like a slaughterhouse.
Yeah. You all right?
No. But don't worry about me. Are these your people?
What's left of them? God, it was a bloody massacre. Must have been an ambush. They got caught in a crossfire. Never had a chance.
No.
Not a chance. Kalashnikovs against their old Lee Enfields.
There are some survivors over there.
No, more likely they heard the shooting and came over to investigate like us. And arrived too late.
Hamid! Hamid!
Hey, I've been to the man! Hey, Shusar!
Gatalo Abuna!
Wait,
What's going on?
Hamid's brother, Bin Suleiman, he's just found their father's body. What a waste. What a bloody futile waste.
David.
What?
By the well. Isn't that your father?
What's he doing here? Come on.
Colonel Whittaker?
Ah, so you've decided to return from the dead, have you?
As you see, Father. What are you doing here?
We were on your location C, heard the shooting, got over here as fast as we could. We were too late.
You must have known something like this would happen when you moved to the border.
I was only trying to achieve what you couldn't, to save Sarefa.
I wonder.
Too late now, David, for both of us.
Well, actually, Colonel, Khalid asked David to come
Khalid's
to see you.
Dead.
What?
He died here in this squalid little ambush.
Where?
We buried him an hour ago, what was left of him. Abdul Zaid's men looted the bodies, stripped them, and left them for the hyenas.
Oh, God.
It's the same all over Sarefa. The emirs laid waste to all the phalanges. The water stopped running.
What will Sheikh Mahmud do?
Sheikh Mahmud's dead.
What?
I told you, David, it's too late. Sir Rafe has finished.
So what are you going to do now, father?
Carry on drilling, of course. What else is there?
Then you'll have to do a deal with the emir. There's no way he'll let you carry on now. Or is there?
What?
Sir Rafe has finished. It's too late, that's what you said. You've written it off. Unless you've already done a deal with him.
You have, haven't you?
You bastard.
David. Well, haven't you?
When are you going to grow up,
and
boy?
And I thought you were the one person who could see the real issues. All these years I admired you and your political acumen. And in the end, all it comes down to is an old man's obsession with his own place in history.
How dare you?
No, how dare you? All you really care about is to prove your precious theory, to ram it down Sir Philip Gord's throat and to hell with Sir Rafer.
There's oil down there. I know there's oil. I've known for years.
If this is the price you're prepared to pay, I want no part of it. Come on, George, before I throw up.
Look, perhaps we should sit down and try to think this thing through.
I have thought it through. I have sat for 6 weeks at Amal Samim thinking it through. And I don't want the name of Whittaker in the history books if it means Sir Rafer being rubbed off the map. Are you coming, George?
In a moment. I'm sorry, Colonel. I don't know what else to say.
There's nothing you can say, Grant. I had my loyalties, too. David doesn't understand that. But now Sheikh Mahmud's dead, and I'm free to do what I should have done in the first place.
Will that help? Now?
We're all set to spud in and start drilling. When I bring in the first discovery well, all this nonsense between Had and Sir Rafer will be seen in perspective.
You don't really believe that?
Somebody once said, give me a lever and a point to rest it on, and I'll move the earth. Right now, the oil is the only lever we've got.
I hope you're right, Colonel Whittaker.
I hope you're right.
Try and make David see it that way. Talk sense into him. Together we might still salvage something.
Salim?
Huh?
Hatmaya. Nitaj likul naktar.
طيب متى حنمشي نحنا؟
أشا دكايك. علي هاتحميد. من يريد يجي مانا. Are you all set, George?
Yes.
What are you going to do now?
Take what man I can and hit Abdul Zayd where it hurts most.
How do you mean?
His water supply, George. I'm going to cut off the water supply to Had.
But, David!
It's easier than you think. Had, the town of Had, draws all its water from two artesians. I'm going to blow them up.
What?
I mean it.
You'll never get away with it.
We damn well will.
Even so, it's only a gesture. They'll be without water for what, 24 hours or so?
Not if we stop them repairing the wells.
Yes, but how?
By shooting anyone who tries.
You're crazy.
There's a little fort called Jebel al-Akbar, which overlooks the township of Had. It's deserted now, but very defendable. Whoever holds that fort holds the town in the palm of his hand.
And the two wells?
And the two wells. One's just outside the town, the other's in the gardens of the Emir's palace.
How long do you think you could hold out?
As long as it takes to bring Abdul Zayd to his knees, or his senses.
Well,
if I can deny him water for long enough, I'll force him to make some sort of public declaration which recognizes the existing border between Sir Rafer and Had.
Yes, but will that be enough?
No. No, we need to raise an international stink, George, and that's where you come in.
Me? Why me?
Because you're an outsider. And I need an eyewitness, somebody who will get out and tell the world what we're doing, what we're trying to do.
You want me to come with you?
Yes. Got to see it at first hand. Well, no one will believe your story. They'll dismiss it as hearsay.
What have I let myself in for?
You'll do it, then?
At least you're offering me a ticket out.
I'll get you to the coast. I've got to.
Hamid Jabir and Suleiman معه. بس مش حييجي غيره. الحج وتكر منحهم كلهم.
Oh, well. At least the water will last longer.
What's the matter?
Hamid's bringing his brother, Bin Suleiman. It's a blood feud with them now. Eye for an eye.
You mean they're all that's coming?
Plus Salim and young Ali. Me. You. My father won't let anybody else join us.
Four men and a boy. Dear God.
Horatius kept the bridge with less. Yala! Ya Kabu! In need Nimshi! Up you get, George. Sit!
Till this camel starts moving.
Allah Akbar!
Allah Akbar!
Hiya!
Oh!
إنزلوا نستاري هنا.
We'll rest up here for an hour or so, George. We don't want to get to Had before dusk.
What happens if we're recognized?
We won't be. Anyway, they'll think we're travelers from Bahraini heading for the coast.
Ah.
We should be able to see the town from this ridge through binoculars. Come on, I'll show you. Right, get down, George.
Right.
Yes. Yes, now you can't quite see the town, but that's the fort over there. Here. Here, have a squint.
Thanks.
You see? High up on the rocks there.
Got it. Yes. I can see what you mean about dominating the town.
And there was trouble here some years ago. The Trucial Oman scouts moved into the fort, and that was the end of it.
Yes, but we're not the Trucial Oman scouts. We're a ragtag and bobtail bunch with half a dozen rifles between us.
And 2 cases of ammunition.
What?
And a case of hand grenades.
Where?
On the pack camel, with the explosives.
Explosives? You had this all worked out, you and Khalid.
Only as a last resort.
But you've planned what you're going to do.
Yes. We'll mine the wells under cover of darkness. Use the confusion to set ourselves up in the fort. If I leave Salim and the boy to look after the camels, Hamid and Bin Suleiman will deal with the well in the palace garden. They're less likely to arouse suspicion.
And the other well?
What do you know about Gelignite, George?
Not a lot.
Perhaps this is as good a time as any to start learning. Come on, George. Okay. Let's go.
There's still people about.
They're not from Had. They're beta like us. Come on.
Now?
Yes. And relax.
I'm trying to.
We're just going
to
drink water from the well, for God's sake. It's perfectly natural. Now. Just draw up half a bucket.
What?
Draw up the bucket.
Oh,
right. Don't rush it. Right. Hold it there. I'll reach in and take it out. Try and master it with your body. Got it. Now, pull the bucket up and drink.
Right.
Hang it out as long as you can. Nearly there. Detonator.
Right here. David.
What?
There's a little boy coming across.
Don't encourage him. Look somewhere else.
Yes, but he's looking at you.
Okay. All finished. Empty the bucket over my head.
What?
Go on. Okay. All finished. Now, start walking away.
But the boy...
Never mind, a boy. Just keep that wire on the blind side while I reel it out.
Okay?
Fine. Now, where's the boy?
Standing by the well. David, we can't.
Take the wire and run it behind the rock. Leave the boy to me. Hitta itsaidni. Mahim jidan.
Min ana?
Naam. Sir ba'ini wa bainak.
Zain hadar.
Yala. Wara hajara. Shu ismak?
Ali bin Mustafa.
This is Ali bin Mustafa, George.
Salam.
Ali is going to fire the charge for us.
He's going to... What?
Strike one. Hold on, Hamid. Now. Aid lil khamsa wa ikbis.
Hada zir?
Aywa. What do you rasak? Idda bilad Mustafa. Bubasa.
Wahid.
He's going to count to five.
Nain.
What do you rasak, Mustafa?
Rasa.
Hey, down, George.
Arba'a. Khamsa.
Well, I've given them something to think about.
What's the shooting?
Frustration, mainly. Good way of relieving the tension.
Still no sign of the camels.
Where the hell have they got to? What's Salim up to? Where is he? Hamid! Hamid, enta where Suleiman? Or Butu Jemel?
Yes, Mr. Mabutin, Yachin.
Yes, Mr. Mabutin. Maris! Bisora! Grab the reins, George.
Come here! Oh, my God!
What's the matter?
It's Salim. His throat's been cut.
Ali! It's Ali! He's over here!
Is he all right?
He's alive. Just... Ma'alesh, Ali. Ma'alesh.
Junood al-Amir. Junood al-Amir. Al-Kilab.
Anything I can do to help?
Not now. He's dead. Murdering bastard.
Who? Who did it?
He said it was the Emir's Askari. Against an old man and a boy.
Yes,
mount up, George. The sooner you're on the way, the better. I'll just transfer one of your water bags to my camel. Take them both. Don't be silly. You need 3 days' supply at least. Hamid, Ruh, Enta, Anajai. I'll put you on the right track.
Good.
Just keep heading due north. Right. You'll come to the coast. We're still in the northern hemisphere, so just keep the pole star in front of your nose.
Supposing they come after me?
We'll make sure they don't. Just you make sure we get publicity. That the right people know what we're doing here and why. I don't mind dying, but I'd hate to die for nothing.
I'll do my best.
Off you go, then. Hiya!
Hiya! Hiya! Hiya!
Keep going north!
Hiya! Hiya!
That was part 5 of The Doomed Oasis by Hammond Innes, adapted for radio by René Basilico, and starring Tim Munro as George Grunt. Also featuring Bernard Horsfall as Colonel Whittaker, Raad Rawi as Prince Khalid, Christopher Gard as David Whittaker, George Masri as Salim, Ali Rafai as bin Suleiman and Ali bin Maktoum, Memdu Ashu as Hamid, and Yasmin Abdul Rahman as the Arab boy. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Produced by John Fawcett Wilson.